Did you hear?
No, I said, would you like to restate your comment you made yesterday at Wasilla High concerning suicide, that people commit suicide because they lack the support of family and friends? Please elaborate.
There's two things. Suicide is a mental illness. It's not a disease.
Right.
That's number one. And number two, what frustrated me yesterday, if I'd been a teacher or a principal at school, there was 3 18-year-old kids sitting over in the corner, interrupting their other students when they would ask the question. Interrupted me. And I'm an old school teacher. You do not interrupt. And then he had the gall to say, suicide is a disease. It is not a disease. It is an illness. A lot of times that illness should be recognized by a support group. And it should be supported by the teachers that recognize this person has an illness. He needs help. Is it his parents? Is it his friends that are not supporting him? We have to address that issue. It's one of the largest issues in the state of Alaska. And again, I go back to one thing. This suicide problem didn't exist until we got largesse from the government. When people had to work and had to provide and had to keep warm by putting participation in cutting the wood and catching the fish and killing the animals, we didn't have the suicide problem. It comes from the largesse of saying you're not worth anything, but you're going to get something for nothing. That's not Alaska. And I am very upset with the school system that would take the side of individuals that are being disrespectful to their fellow students. Now you know me. You're going to hear me. And I'm not going to coddle anybody. We have a society today that coddles people. It says, oh, we're sorry. We don't want to hurt your feelings. You screwed up. All right, thank you. That's what I'm saying. God bless you all. Thank you.